Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of an outstanding book on home-based business that if you're a home-based business owner or want to be, you need to be checking this book out. It's called The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, tell us where it's available.
Well, you can get it at Amazon.com, of course, at any major bookstore. You can also get it through my website at www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right.
And you can spell Beverly with or without the extra E. It doesn't matter anymore.
So what's wrong with my idea that if you were already going to stay home, that you could start, you could identify if you have enough time to start a part-time job and start a part-time home-based business and start supplementing your income. What's wrong with that
Absolutely.
Idea?
There's nothing wrong with that, except that I thought that what I heard you say was that that's the way most of them or all of them started.
I never said that, Barry. You know, I would never make a blanket arbitrary statement like that. You know, I would never do something like that.
Right. I don't think I said that, but I
might have.
Okay. Well, and maybe I was just listening for that. I don't know. I will give you the benefit of the doubt, but my answer is still yes and no. I think for some people, yes, they plan it that way, or they don't plan it. They have a child, and while they're home, they decide, you know, I could use some part-time income or some income while I'm here with the baby, and what can I do? And I frequently get emails from people with just that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're, in some cases, they are either pregnant or they're planning on getting pregnant. And they're saying, what could I do? As long as they're realistic, again, in their expectations of what they can do and how much money they can make in a short period of time that they might have available to devote to a business, then it is certainly a reality rather than a myth.
Right.
But I think there's just as many people who have a child, have a full-time job or not, and say, I really want to be able to stay home with my children, and I need a decent income. What can I do? Trying to think of a particular scenario.
When you say decent, you're talking about meaning, you know, almost like a full income.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's a lot of people that say, I just want to supplement an income so we have some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly people who have been men and women. You notice I'm not saying just women. People who are used to having an income from a job or a business,
mm-hmm.
who work or start staying home with the children, they miss that income. Whether it's necessary to the family or not, if you're used to having that money, and it's now gone, you miss it.
Right.
You have to change your lifestyle, sometimes rather drastically, depending on how important your income was and how much it was. With planning and with good organization, and depending on the age of your children and the business, you can make it very successfully stay home with your children and run a home-based business. But you understand there were a lot of qualifications in there.
Well, here's something else, Beverly. You're gonna be much more successful if you go home and do in a home-based business what you're already doing full-time or out in a regular work environment, a traditional work environment, I should say. You're going to be more successful because it's something you already know. You probably already got some customers, that kind of thing. But if you leave one profession and literally go to a home-based business doing something that you've never done before that you know, requires getting all new customers and all that, then you've got a lot longer revenue-generating curve there, don't you?
Well, generally, I would say yes. I would agree with that statement. Going back to the first part of your statement, though, if you're doing what you were doing in corporate America, yes, you don't have the learning curve of that business. However, unless you have run your own business before, you still have a learning curve.
I guess what I was thinking about was somebody who maybe a person who's a reporter or a writer for a newspaper decides to work from home and they become a freelancer.
Yes, and a lot of times they can go back to work for that same newspaper to start with. Yes, that's absolutely an ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
That, unfortunately, does not happen a whole lot. It does happen, and that's wonderful. For a lot of people, they're not able to continue doing the kind of work that they were doing before for the same people
right.
they were doing it before.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates a problem.
What about selling things? We've got about a minute left. What about instead of selling our services, what about selling things?
That's, again, something that's fairly easy to do. It usually takes an investment of finances up front for inventory.
Right.
If you're going to purchase into a business or if you're going to start something on your own.
You've also got to go out and sell those things and then deliver them, don't you?
Exactly. So you've got to have some pre-planning done. How are you going to make all this happen? It all comes down to planning. Whether you're planning on having children now and want to have a home-based business as well, start doing planning for both, and you might want to start the business before you have the baby, before the wife has the baby. Either case, you need to have some planning in place. How are you going to make this work?
Yep.
If it's a full-time business, you're going to have some child care, and that needs to be taken into the mix.
And that changes everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it
Beverly,
does.
Give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the book is called The 30-Second Commute. Thank you, Beverly. Good job for today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.